Our text today comes from that Old Testament text in Deuteronomy. This actually is verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments through 1,000 generations. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now imagine, if you will, you're overlooking a playground and there's children out there playing and having a good time, and there is one unruly one. And that one unruly one happens to be the playground bully. And he begins bullying the kids around, and the teacher that was on duty for the playground came up to him and tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Knock it off." And the response from the child was, "You're not the boss of me." We've heard children say that before. It's nothing new. And maybe from time to time, you've even felt that way. Or maybe if you would imagine that you're a fly on the wall in pastor's office and he is counseling a couple about adultery. And as he reviews the commandments, he comes to the one that really is pointing to them. You shall not commit adultery. And the couple says, "Who are you to judge?" And the pastor calmly says, "Just who do you think you are?" Maybe you've been put in a situation similar to that. Maybe not because of adultery, because of something that was bothering you and you came to pastor about. Which brings us now to you and I and the congregations. And the pastor here is just done with his sermon, and they sing the last hymn and walks out, and a member comes up to him and says, "I think you were a little too pointed in your sermon today. You got to knock that kind of stuff off." And the pastor says to the man, "Just who do you think you are?" And he says, "I am the richest man in the congregation. I give more money to this church than anybody else here. And if you don't mind your P's and Q's, I'll go to another church." Brothers and sisters, this morning I hope that you will take the time to say, "Just who do I think I am?" Our text today really focuses in on that first commandment. You shall have no other gods. Luther adds his meaning. You shall love, fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Focus on that in your life. And following the rest of his commandments will be much easier. When you place God in first place instead of yourself, God will shower blessings on you and you will be blessed because of it. We see that God has laid out his answer to us this way: "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession. You are not like every other person in the world. You, individually, are God's child. And through your baptism, you became a precious treasure to him. And no matter what you do the rest of your life, through that baptism, you remain a precious treasure to him, treasured above all else. And so how do we return that gracious gift? We respond like the child on the playground. You're not the boss of me! Especially when he points out his commandments. Think about the fourth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. How many of you, by just a show of hands, how many of you still have your parents alive? There's quite a few. How many of you have lost your parents? Even more. I ask you a question then, especially to those who have lost their parents, whose parents have gone on into the hands of God. I ask you, are you off the hook on this commandment? Are you off the hook on the fourth commandment saying, honor your father and mother? I tell you the truth, you are not off the hook. Think about the witness you bear. Does that bring honor to the memory of your folks? You shall have no other gods. Fear, love, and trust God above all things. That's what our text is telling us today. You're a chosen people. Act like it. It wasn't because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you. Chose you to be his, for you were the fewest of all people. I could ask another question for a show of hands, but I'm sure that it's probably unanimous. Today, as we look at what's going on in the world, do you feel like the fewest in the world, in the United States? That we are simply a minority and we're being taken over by all the rioting? By all the lawlessness, by sickness, by our leaders. If you are like I am, I feel that way quite a bit. We were never more in number in this world than the untamed, those who swore no God at all. Those who say, well, I believe in God, but this kind of God. The brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus, you are a precious possession. And God loves you and chose you. Not because you were not in great numbers, because you were his. In verse 8, it goes on to say, but it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery. Now I want you to imagine what this house of slavery is. What are you a slave to? Are you a slave like I am to sin? Are you a slave not looking out for the best interests of your neighbor, but for your own interests? Are you like the rich man in the congregation who feels that his power comes from money and not from God? Brothers and sisters, it certainly is in keeping with the oath that he has sworn to us, that he would send his mighty right hand to save us. That mighty right hand was leading the Israelites out of Egypt. We know the story. Led them across the River Jordan and began taking over a land that God said was theirs. we also have a land that God has promised us. And the good news is that he will keep his oath to you and to me. And that through Jesus Christ, we will claim this land. It is the new Jerusalem, the new heavens and earth, where we will see Christ face to face and see God upon his throne. Because the Lord loves you. Know therefore, in verse 9, which is our text for today, know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him, and yes, keep his commandments to a thousand generations. I think it's interesting that between the tables, honor your father and mother brings to mind those actions between commandment 5 and 10. Therefore, how we relate to people is established in those commandments. And many people will say that is the law alone. But I tell you the truth, it is law and gospel. It is both. For if you keep the commands of the Lord as best you can, you will find a peaceful and secure life. Brothers and sisters, I have brought you both the law and the gospel this morning. And that prepares us for that day when Jesus comes back to take us all into his heavenly kingdom. The ones who say, I am both sinner and elect. Both saint and sinner. Saint in the eyes of God when we are forgiven. Sinners when we rebel. So, you have been given the promise of your heavenly Father. The mighty right hand of God will come and take believers into his kingdom. And on that day of judgment, today I hope you will ponder that by keeping this day holy. For I ask you this question. How will you respond to God himself when he asks the question? Who do you think you are? Amen. Amen. And now may the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.